If you have your Bible, turn to Proverbs this morning, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 27. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 27. The Bible says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, but when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. I want to preach for just a little while this morning on a topic that should be near and dear to all of our hearts, on this thought, how to get along with others. Amen? How to get along with others. Or you might say, how to play well together. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, I love it when people can come together and have a good time in the Lord. But we need to realize, praise God, that there's a method to our madness. Amen? There's a way and a purpose in everything under the sun. And God gives us direction, praise God, that we can come together and love one another. That we can show forth the goodness and the kindness of God to each other. Now, I know it's not very popular preaching like this in today and where we live, because everybody thinks we've got this thing down pat and we know what we're doing. Amen? But I will say, praise God, there's a way that seemeth right to a man. Amen? But I will say there is a way that's right with God. And I'm glad, praise God, He gives us in the volume of the book, it's written that we might know. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you don't have to stand in doubt. You don't have to wonder, because God says this is the way that ought to be. As we see this morning, we begin to read. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. So what's he saying right there? In common sense, down to where a little child can be, a little child can get it. Luke, what he's saying, he said, let's just be nice to one another. Amen? Just to be... I know it's difficult, and that's a great big high principle, praise God, but he said, let's just be nice to one another. Let's just, praise God, do our best to get along. Amen. To love one another, praise God, as we ought to. Bless His holy name. Praise God. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Why can't we do it? You know why we can't do it? Because this old flesh, this flesh we live in, hinders us from doing right, from being nice in this day and hour we live. Praise God. That's why everybody's so mean around us, praise God, is because they're not nice. They don't play nice. They don't want to be nice. Amen. But I tell you what, I'd rather hang out with nice folk. Hadn't you? Praise the Lord. I mean, I'm talking about getting along with others these last days in which we live. In verse 28, it says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. He said, praise God, if somebody has a need, amen, and you're able to meet that need, he said, don't put it off. But you know why we do that? We put it off because of selfishness. A lot of times we're selfish with that we have. But I've realized, praise God, it's better to give than to receive. Amen? God bless you when you give, when you have a giving heart. God will bless you, praise God. And when you give, you receive, you get those things, the blessings and the help and the encouragement from the Lord. We've tried our best. We can't outgive Him. Amen. He's always giving, praise God, more than we could ever give out. And we thank Him for that. What a blessing it is. That's just, hey, you know what? And that's the blessing of just being a child of the King. Because my Heavenly Father, brother, He owns it all. Glory to God. Praise God. And He just gives to us on purpose. So if we have to give, praise God, let's give it out. If we have love, let's pass it out. If we have compassion, let's show it. Amen. Let's do those things. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying learning to get along with others. Praise God. By helping where we can. Amen. But then we get on to some things here, and He gives us a few things here that we're not to do. Amen. He tells us in verse 29, He said, devise not evil against thy neighbor. Amen? He said, devise not evil against thy neighbor. In other words, He said, we're not supposed to be party to hurtful things. Amen? Sometimes if we ain't careful, we're party to harmful, hurtful horseplay. Now, I got this message about probably a month and a half ago, or maybe longer. My brother and everybody come in, and we were all at my brother's house, and my niece's little boy has got a little sister. Amen? Does anybody know how that works? When you got a big brother and a little sister? Amen? And he was there, and she was playing. She was just as quiet and content as could be. And brother went over there and he seen she was quiet and content, just playing peacefully by herself. And brother went over there and he reached and he took her toy and took it away from her and pulled it to himself. And you know what he did then? He just stood there and looked at her and clung to that thing, stood there and looked to see what kind of fit she'd pitch. I know none of you have ever done this. I mean, you've always been brought up and trained. You've always been peacefully and loving and caring, amen, and considerate. But I thought to myself, praying, you know, that's just the way the devil does. And he just stood there and held that, and he just continued watching. It didn't matter what she said, what she did, how she cried, praise God. He just stood there with a blank look on his face. Now I was trying to figure out whether he was trying to figure out if she was really hurting, or if he could do something else to make it worse, or if maybe he ought to just give it back. Amen? I was just wondering what was going through his mind. But the Bible says devise not evil against one another. He said don't do those things that's hurtful. Amen? Even in horseplay, we got to be careful it's not hurtful stuff that we do. Because we don't want to hurt anybody, praise God, that Jesus died for. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, I know we cut up and goof we goof off and cut up and go on. He's not talking about that. He's talking about doing those things that's hurtful, that's spiteful, that's vindictive. Amen? He said it keeps us from being able to get along with others. Praise the Lord. In other words, what he's saying, we can't gang up on somebody. Man, just because they're littler than us. Just because they don't know what we know. Just because they don't have what we have. Man, we got to be kind and compassionate. Praise the Lord. Help out when we can. Amen. Praise God. He said we can't participate in ganging up. We can't participate in snubbing others. Now, I thought about this message today is that you youngins, you kids are going to go back to school tomorrow. And what a message we need, praise God, to realize as we go back into the school system, praise God, you need to get along, praise God. You need to get along, you need to be encouraged, and you need to be encouragers. You need to help others along the way. You children, you kids, listen, these people you go to school with that don't know nothing about Jesus. They don't know nothing about the Lord God, they don't know nothing about the Bible, they don't know nothing about holiness and righteousness, they don't know. But you can be a light unto them. Amen. A beacon in the darkness, praise God, to help them to realize that there is some help. But we can't devise evil against them. Amen. Because stay away from that. Don't plan to do wrong, to do harmful things. Praise God. Seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Amen. Listen, he said, you know what? He said, hey, praise God, he's your neighbor. Amen. What you do to him on the bus tomorrow morning, praise God, he might end up sitting beside you in a class. Think about that. Well, I thought about that hard. Because there's a lot of times those folks sitting around me, praise God, were a help to me. And no, I didn't steal answers off their paper. Amen. That's what you thought. I'll just be honest. So that preacher used them to cheat. No, praise God. They were, praise God, say it was times that I had questions. I need help, praise God. And they was people that was around me that I could ask and they'd help me with some of the problems. Amen. Praise God, because I was able to get along with them. What you do to them on the bus, it'll tell on you, praise God, down at the schoolhouse. As Brother David said, there's a lot of things I done when I was a kid, praise God, that I'm ashamed of and I wish I hadn't have done. But praise God, with the help of the Lord, you can start this year off right, praise God, with the glory of the Lord, getting along with the folks you go to school with, getting along with your teachers, praise God, getting in there trying to do what's right for the glory of God. He said, do all things as unto the Lord. Amen. We've got a great God above us, around us, with high expectations for us. Amen. So we got to be real careful that we don't participate in the snubbing. Amen. In setting, somebody said, going into this thing, praise God, with the idea, praise God, that you're better than somebody else is. Amen. And don't devise evil against them, praise God. You don't know that person. You don't know their heart. You don't know what they have that you might need. Amen. He goes on and says, not to strive without a cause. Amen. Not to strive, verse 30, not to strive without a cause. In other words, what he's telling us here is not to be belligerent in our lives and in our dealings. Amen. In other words, what he's saying is not to be ready to fight, praise God, and looking for somebody to throw the hat down. Amen. He said not to be belligerent in our dealings, not to be ready to go at it, praise God, over every little thing. You know, you realize today, as we sat here in this church today, these people all around us have made a profession, but praise God, they don't have the possession or they don't have the maturity, amen, to use that for the glory of God. These folks around us today, praise God, that have maybe been in this thing for a little while, but they're still little bitty babies in Christ. And they need me and you to come alongside them, praise God, and to lift them up. He said not to strive without a cause. Amen. So in other words, don't be religious, don't ready to fight, praise God, over every little thing. Amen. You know, the old fellow said one time, said we need to learn to pick our fights, to pick our battles. I don't know about you, but I chose a long time ago, praise God, my battles with the devil. Amen. Hey, I ain't got time to battle and fight with you, praise God. I've got a bigger adversary. Amen. You hear me this morning. We have a bigger adversary than each other. We have a bigger adversary than this whole world we live in. We have the devil to contend with. My heart's desire and set, my mind set on destroying the works of the devil. Amen. That I might be found pleasing to my Lord. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying not strive without a cause. In other words, not pick on each other. Amen. Praise God. He said, do those things, do those things that use of edifying that may minister grace unto the hearers. Those things that will lift up and encourage. James says, we have bars of ivory. That if any other thing that come out of us, praise God, we need to seal it up. Amen. Seal it up behind those bars of ivory and don't let it come out unless it's going to glorify God and edify the brethren. Lift up and encourage. We need to lift up and encourage. So we can't pick on others, praise God. We ought to be not pick on them, but pick them up. Amen. Encourage each other along the way. That's what's pleasing to the Lord. That's what will help us learn to get along with others. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we can't be overbearing in our actions toward people. You know, that means to bear down, to repress, to push down. Amen. That means to subdue or to try to be controlling of people. I've learned a long time ago, you can't win nobody by trying to control them. You can't do it. If you try to control somebody, praise God, you're just going to push them further and further away. You say, well, preacher, people's doing really stupid things. Amen. We got to do something. Praise God, we just got to love them and show them the right way. I talked to a brother a while back, and he said, preacher, I'm at my wit's end. And I've told them, and I've told them, and told them, and they just won't listen. I said, well, you need to just quit telling them. Boy, his eyes got about that big. He said, what? I said, quit telling them, praise God, and just live before them the righteousness of Christ, and let them see Christ in you, that hope of glory. Amen. Maybe what needs to happen to them is they see a change in us. That'll get them, praise God, to realize that there is a difference in God's people, in the righteousness of the Lord, in the hearts of His saints. Amen. Turning us around. Putting us, He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. I want to ask you a question, but how many of us is working on our holiness? Hello? That's an everyday thing. In the righteousness of Christ, we'll be working every day to do just a little better. Amen. Than what we did yesterday. I messed up yesterday. Amen. You said, well, here we go. Preacher's going to tell us a big old sin. Amen. Praise God, I didn't pray enough. Amen. I didn't fast enough. I didn't talk to my Lord enough. I didn't trust Him. I didn't have faith enough. But praise God, I want to be better today. Amen. Praise God, I want to be a little closer today than I was yesterday. Praise God. But I can't do that by being overbearing. I can't get people in by being overbearing. I can't get people in by trying to control them. But praise God, you know how I can get them in, Brother John? It's by loving them. Amen. By showing them the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that's in my heart, praise God, that I have for them and that He has for them. Praise the Lord. So we got to not to strive without a cause. Amen. If you're going to fight, praise God, fight for the right thing. Fight the devil, praise the Lord. Stand for what's right. In these last days, praise God, stay in this blessed old King James Bible and to keep proclaiming the truth with the help of the Lord. That's what makes the difference. So we're not to devise evil against anyone. We're not to strive without a cause. And he says also, we're not to force ourselves on others. Look at verse 31. It said, "Envy not thou the oppressor, and choose none of his ways." He said, that old oppressor, that one that impose unjust burdens on us. Amen? That one that'll force you to under their control. Amen? The one the kind of person that'll harass somebody without a cause. Hello? That constant harassing that we have. You know, this old flesh is apt to do that. Amen? It seems like our old flesh, it just strives on strife and contention. Amen? We'll look for it. Hello? Now you go get quiet on me now. We'll dig through Facebook and see if we can find a fight to get in on. Oh me! We'll search for it. We'll hunt for it diligently till we find it. And then we'll jump in with both feet. It ain't got nothing to do with us. But boy, we like a good fight. Amen? Praise the Lord. Boy, you're just quiet now. You say, "Preacher, I don't get involved in that," but you like to look at them, don't you? Well, I like to read them good juicy fights they're having. Amen? That's nothing but the devil. Amen. He gets us in there and gets us hooked. He pulls us in, praise God, and brings up that strife and contention and all that mess, praise God, that we need to run from. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about how to get along with others. You know how to get along with others? Learn how to get along with ourselves. Amen. Told somebody today, they're talking about the things we do. I said, "Yeah, praise God." I said, "I have a problem with people. And the biggest people I have a problem with is me." Amen. That fellow that I look at, the one I see in the mirror, praise God, he's my biggest problem. Amen. Praise God, I have to work on me a whole lot. Praise God. Get to where I need to be. But praise the Lord, he said, we can't force ourselves on others. We can't be that oppressors. Amen. But we also can't allow people to call the shots for us. We can't allow people to force us to take a side. Hello? Amen. If we ain't careful, people come along and they'll try to force us to take a side. They say, "Well, we need you to be on our side." Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to look between Beak and Bill and say, "Praise God, I'm on Jesus' side. Which side are you on?" Amen. We need to decide what side they're on before we take sides. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm on Jesus' side. I want to see folks helped. I want to see folks with hope. I want to see people encouraged in this last day we live. I don't know if you realize it, praise God, this thing's about over. And we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord, and we need to have all the help we can get on the journey, praise God. So we can't allow people to call the shots for us, praise God. Can't allow them to force us to take their side. We have to make our own mind. Children, listen today. When you go to school, praise God, you need to use your own mind. You can't allow people to make choices for you. Amen. You can't allow people to do things, praise God, to force you to do things, praise God, that you know is not right. Amen. We get caught up in this mess, and we do things, praise God, if we ain't very careful, that we know in our heart, praise God, that's not right. The Lord wants to help us, praise God. Amen. And He will if we'll just learn to get along with others, to play well with others, praise God, to be nice to each other. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what God did. Amen. I'm just telling you what God says. It's in the book. Amen. That wise old king, praise God, wrote this. Amen. That we might have direction for our lives, a focus, praise God, to do right in these last days. Praise God. Amen. If your hair lifts the devil, praise God, the more. Amen. So we got a lot of people not to critique our lives for us, praise God. Amen. We can't allow them to cause us. We can't, listen, young people, you can't yield to the pressure of your peers. Just because somebody wants to go somewhere to do something and act out in a certain way, praise God, don't mean that you have to. Amen. Just because the whole world's crazy don't mean you have to go crazy too. If that's because the whole world's going out and jumping off a bridge and committing suicide, don't mean you have to jump off the bridge too. Amen. God give you soundness of mind, praise God, to make an informed decision. And He tells us, praise God, He in verse 31, said, "Envy not the oppressor." Don't let nobody get you under their control, praise God. Stay under the control of the Lord Jesus Christ and He'll deliver you, praise God, in the righteousness and goodness and mercy and love and compassion. The things, praise God, that ought to be desired in the heart of a child of the King. Amen. Thing that'll reestablish us and reestablish our hearts, our lives, our homes, and our churches. The things that we need today in order to get along. But you know what? You know what's so sad today? There's a whole lot of people in the world today, they don't care. They care less whether you get along or not. They don't care. They're just on the road for themselves, thinking about self and self-sufficiency, and they could care less about anyone else. Amen. And they're not afraid to brag about it. Look at verse 32. He said, "For the froward is abomination to the Lord." Now that froward means to turning from and looking from, unwilling to yield even to the point of disobedience. Amen. He said that's what they are. He said they become froward. They just give up and they give in. I want to say I'm not one of those that gives in. And I'm sure not one of those that gives up. Praise God. I still love old sinners. Praise God, want to see them saved by the marvelous grace of God. But we see this playing out, praise God, in the Word of God, even in the nation of Israel. When Moses went in, he brought the children out. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, he said that in verse 32 and verse 20, he said, "And a froward generation." And he tells us what that was. He said, "A children in whom is no faith." Amen. That's what that is. Praise God. That froward generation. Those that's turned from and it's looked away from the things of God. The neglecting the truth. Let me read that to you. Deuteronomy. If I can find it right quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. "And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very..." Did you hear that? "They are a very froward generation." And then he gives a definition. "Children in whom is no faith." He said they're a froward generation. He said they're unwilling. Amen. They're unwilling to yield. They're even to the point of disobedience. And then he goes on in verse 21. He said, "But they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger and with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundation of the mountains. And I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. Then shall be burned, and they shall be burned with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. And I will also send the teeth of beast upon them with the poisons of the serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs." He said, praise God. God says, "I get tired of the foolishness, praise the Lord." He said, "I'm looking for the righteousness in men." Amen. He said, "The reason we don't have it, praise God, is because of that frowardness, just disallowing the things of God in disobedience." Amen. Doing the things that we just want to do in the flesh. Following after the things of man. And he said, it's because of the children that are without faith. I want to say, praise God, I've got faith only in my Lord. He's the only one that can help me. But he said, if we ain't careful, he said, we'll brag idly. Amen. We'll boast on the wrong things that we've done. Have you ever sat around with a bunch of fellas? You ever sat around with a bunch of fellas? They got talking about all the meanness they got into in their life. We all have. Talk about how all the meanness that we've done in our life and bragging about all the wrong that we've done. In other words, what we're doing is just giving the devil glory. Why can't we brag about Jesus like that? Amen. We'll sit around and brag about the bad things we've done, but we won't sit around like that and brag about the good things that Jesus has done for us. But what does that do? I want to say that alienates us a lot of time from a lot of people. Anybody with the essence of godliness, amen, praise God a lot, they'll not appreciate that. It don't help me a bit, praise God, when people begin to brag on the devil. It don't help me when people begin to tell about the bad things they've done in their life. I don't need to hear that. But you know what? It also impresses those people around us, praise God, that thought you was a child of God and thought you were going to do right, praise God. And they'll begin to think, you know what? They're no better than I am. Amen. We need to be real careful, praise God, because the impression that we make. But if we ain't careful, we'll brag on the devil. Amen. We need to be real careful that we don't brag on the devil. You say, what caused that? Praise God, because we're children without faith. We don't have faith, praise God, in where God brought us from, so we brag on that we came from. Just as if we was going to go back. Amen. But praise God, I've said it many times, we're not of those that goes back into perdition, praise God. We press on for the cause of Christ, looking for a glorious day. Praise God. We learning. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about learning to get along with others, playing well with others. So he said, these are all these things that we're not supposed to do. But he said, there is some things, praise God, as a child of God, that we can do. I'm going to give you a couple of them right quickly, and we'll go to the house. He said, there's some things that we ought to do. In other words, he said we ought to face issues when they come. In Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 6. Proverbs 27 and verse 6. Well, chapter 27, verse 5. He said, open rebuke is better than secret love. Amen? Open rebuke is better than secret love. In other words, what he's telling us here is that a true friend will be a helpful friend. A true friend, praise God, that loves you. Listen, you young people, praise God, a true friend will be a friend that will be with you. If you start to do something wrong, they'll say, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's not right. Amen. That kind of friend is a friend to be cherished. That kind of friend is a friend you ought to try to line up with and walk with, praise God, because that's the kind of friend will help you through life. That's the kind of friend that'll be there with you in the hard times, praise God, and that'll hold your hand during the times of sorrow, and praise God, it'll help you through it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be willing to face issues with you, even when they're tough issues, praise God. Amen. He see, it goes on and says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Yeah, a true friend is one that, praise God, that's willing to tell you when you're doing wrong. And willing to tell you, praise God, when you've messed up. That's willing to come alongside you in a loving way, praise God, when you've hurt their feelings. Amen. You know, children of God, we ain't supposed to puff up. Amen. We're supposed to love one another and forgive one another. Amen. To walk with one another, encourage one another. Praise the Lord. So when a friend wounds us, when a friend tells us, now they're not doing it spitefully. They're doing it with a loving heart in a caring way. Hello? Amen. I mean, I'm trying to help us this morning. Amen. Praise God. They're trying to give you instruction in a loving fashion. Amen. It seems like they're cutting you deep. Because you thought, well, when they tell you, praise God, that you're going in the wrong direction, you're doing things you oughtn't do, praise God, it feels like they're cutting you with a knife. And what they're doing, they're trying to carve off that old flesh. Amen. Trying to get rid of those old things in you that defile. Get rid of it. Praise God. Now that's a friend that does it in a loving way. Now there's other ways you can do that, but that wouldn't be the right way. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. But he said, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. See, an enemy, praise God, that someone that claims to be a friend, but praise God, tells you that everything you're doing, no matter how ungodly, that it's okay, that it don't matter. Praise God, that's deceit. That's kisses of the devil. And we don't need those. Amen. This flesh causes enough problem without somebody helping us along. We don't need nobody to behind us to push us towards sin and sinfulness. We need people around us, praise God, that'll help us unto godliness and godlikeness. Amen. Praise God. Not the kisses of an enemy. The deceitfulness of the devil, praise God. We don't need that. But a person that really cares for us, praise God. Amen. They'll tell us, praise the Lord. They'll be a friend to us. They say, brother, sister, praise God, I love you and I see you're in a mess. You're in a place where you oughtn't to be. Let me tell you how God says you can get out of this. Amen. How you can press on. How you can get your smile back. Praise the Lord. So we do got to face the issues, praise the Lord. But not only that, but in order to get along, praise God, the Bible says you got to show yourself friendly. Amen. But I said, in order to have a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Look at Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He says, in order for a man to have friends, said you've got to put yourself on display as a friendly person. There's a whole lot of people probably sitting in this room, they say, you know, I haven't got a friend one. Well, do you show yourself friendly? Do you try to be a friendly person? Do you try to live away and people would desire to be around you? Amen. Are you trying to get along with others? Amen. If you're not trying to get along with others, probably others don't want to get along with you. They don't want to be around with you. They don't want to get along with you. Amen. Praise God. But in order to have friends, you got to show yourself friendly. Amen. In other words, you got to treat people the old proverbial the way you'd like to be treated. Amen. Hello. Amen. You still with me? In order to have friends, you got to treat people the way you would like to be treated. Amen. If we could get that in our head and we'd meditate on that, praise God, I want to treat this person. See, I'm going to meet somebody today. I'll use Tara. She's got her own business. She's there in the beauty salon. And every person that comes in that door is a different character. Amen. Different attitudes, different aspects. But if she's there and she said, boy, I said, look at that crazy thing. But if she's there and she says, you know what? I'm going to show myself friendly. Amen. Because if she don't, it won't be long. She won't have no customers. Amen. If she doesn't show herself friendly, they won't come back. You know, that same aspect happens in the house of God. In the place of worship. If we don't show ourselves friendly, praise God, people will come and they won't come back. But I'm glad we got a place that's friendly. I'm glad we got a place that's warm and accepting, praise God. Receptive, even old sinners that they come in out of the world to the hospital for the sin sick to get help from the Lord. Amen. Amen. We show ourselves friendly, not to sin, but praise God, to that person that's in the sin. Amen. I said a while ago, there's a lot of people out there, praise God, that just don't know how to do right. They've never been instructed. They don't have the instruction that we have. You say, well, preacher, where do they get their instruction? They get it from the Word of God. Amen. That's how we know to do right. That's how we know how to be friendly. Amen. That's how we learn to get along with others. Praise God, is by the precious Word of truth that we have. Amen. When you know that you're a friend to someone, it's when you're willing to go out of your way for that person. Amen. Praise God, I do my best to go out of my way to help people, to be there for people, to encourage people, uplift people. Amen. I go out of my way, praise God, because I love people. And God loves people. You say, why do you do that, preacher? There was a preacher asked me the other day. He said, why do you do all that you do? I said, because I love people. Amen. And I like to be, and I said, I go out of my way to be helped to them. And they said, why? I said, because Jesus did. Amen. Because my Savior did the same thing, and He's my example. Amen. What ought to do? He's your example, what you ought to do. We ought to go out of our way. In order to be a friend, praise God, we've got to be willing to go out of our way to be concerned for those that's lost. In other words, be concerned for somebody besides yourself. Amen. We have to be concerned for people besides just me. And boy, I tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity God gives us to be able to encourage other people. Amen. So what do we say? I say this in closing. Praise God. In order to do that, we've got to be available. We've got to make ourselves available to everybody to encourage and to love and come alongside and exhort everyone, not just a few. In other words, it's hard to be a child of God. It's hard to have friends if you have an exclusive friendship. Hello? Did you notice Jesus never had an exclusive friendship? If we ain't careful, we'll get one or two folks that we love and we care for, and we won't have nothing to do with nobody else. We isolate ourselves from, and then we wonder why we don't get encouraged. Amen? Because you don't have a very big force around you to encourage you. But the bigger the force around you, we have loving and caring with compassion, encouraging each other, praise God, the more encouragement we'll have. Amen. You see why the churches are dying today? Because people have become so consumed with self that we don't have time for nobody else. But I've learned, praise God, that when we make time for others, God begins to encourage me. Amen. He begins to encourage me, praise the Lord. I go and visit these folk and sit with folk. I mean, folk that's on their way out of here. But glory be to God, it encourages my heart. Set by some old saint of God that loves the Lord. And they say, well, just waiting on the Lord. Miss Corbell went out of here yesterday morning to be with Lord Kim's little grandmother. But every time I'd go over and visit her and I'd talk to her and I said, how you doing, Miss Corbell? And she said, I'm just waiting on my Jesus. She said, I'm just waiting on the Lord. Guess what? He came by yesterday morning, praise God. And He took her out of here to be with Him. So shall she ever be with the Lord. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about learning to get along. Praise God. I never had no problem getting along with Miss Corbell. Praise God. Why? Because we had something in common. Praise the Lord. I'll never forget, she'd be over in that nursing. I've been there for a long time. Several years. She's 104? Was 104? Was 101? I thought she was older than that. Anyway, she's over 100 years old. But I'd go over there and pray, God, Brother Bill, she'd have a large print Bible laying out there on her bed reading that Bible. Amen. She was communicating with the Lord. And everybody in that nursing home loved Corbell. Amen. Why? Because she showed herself friendly. Amen. Have a friend. She didn't exclude herself in her friendship. She loved everybody come in. Amen. She never saw a stranger, praise God. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to be aware of others' needs. In order to show ourselves friendly, we need to be aware that there's other people around us also. It's just not me and my three, but praise God, there's other people out there that have a need. Amen. So in order to get along with others, we've got to realize, praise God, there's folks out there that's hurting. We don't always know people's hearts. We don't know where they're at. We've not walked in their shoes. But wouldn't it be nice, praise God, when they're having a bad day, somebody just come along and show them a little bit of love, a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of compassion. I like it, praise God, when somebody comes alongside me and encourages me a little. Somebody calls me up and say, Pastor, I just want to tell you, I'm praying for you today. Somebody just checked, said, Preacher, I thought about it. I'm praying for you. Boy, Lord God, that stirs my soul. Why? Because that tells me, praise God, we're on the right track. Amen. We're learning to get along with each other when we begin to pray for each other, lift up each other, even above ourselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, praise God, in conclusion, do you have trouble getting along with other people? Amen. Do you have trouble? Be honest. Do you have trouble getting along with other people? Most of us do. In our relationships, do we struggle? Well, we need to look at the principle of the thing. Why it is, the cause, the effect, the origin of our struggles and our strife. Could it be that there's something that's just not lined up right in us? There's something in us that ain't just exactly where it needs to be. Amen. So that we can be an encouragement. And so we don't begin to assign blame to other people. You know, it's easy to blame somebody else because we're the way we are. Amen. But they have no control of your life. Amen. Your flesh and the devil runs your life. Your flesh and the devil runs my life if I let him. But praise God, when I decide to let... See, I don't have nobody I can assign blame to if I mess up but me. In other words, I don't have a scapegoat. I don't have nobody... I got a goat. He's ornery. But I think he's got the sin of the world on him. But I can't blame nobody. I can't blame me on nobody else. I have to take responsibility for me. And if I'm going to get along with you, then I've got to learn to get along with me. And if I'm going to learn to get along with me, then I've got to get along with my God. I'm going to have to talk to the Lord and ask Him to help me, praise God, to be able to get along for His glory. But notice the Bible tells us how to do that in the last verse that I read in your hearing. He said, for the froward is abomination. In other words, that's the side that's wrong. It turns away and willingly is willing to yield, to not yield and be disobedient to God. He said, that's an abomination. He said, that's disgusting to God. If you're the way you are and you refuse to change, the Bible says that's disgusting to God. It disgusts Him. It makes God sick because He has all the help we need to do better, to get along. Amen? He goes on and says in that verse 32, He said, but His secret... Amen. In other words, that private, intimate counsel of God, listen to this, is with the righteous. Amen. How do you learn to get along? Praise God. He said, the secret, Brother Don, is with God. And it's revealed to those that are right in the eyes of God.